Hi, it's Father Tim at Church of the Apostles in North Texas. Thank you for joining us for this end-of-week devotion, Saturday, June the 6th, as we put a period on last week and we prepare to hear the words from Holy Scripture and the stories from Jesus' own lips this weekend. Whether you're joining us online or in person, today and tomorrow I'd like us to think a little bit about our outer lives and our inner lives. The two things are closely connected. Many times, including this weekend with the stories that we have from the Bible, there is sometimes a disconnect between outward appearances and inner realities. When that happens, especially when we're dealing with a scriptural story or someone else that we're looking at or sometimes our own selves, when there's a disconnect between the outer appearance and the inner reality, many times the word that Scripture uses for that, Jesus uses it, is hypocrite. That literally means, in Jesus' day, it meant one who was wearing a mask on stage, an actor. And there's always some difference between who we are on the outside and who we are on the inside. But the more we can line those up and have them pointing in the same direction and coming from the same place, the better off we are. Now, tomorrow we'll hear some familiar words from Jesus. But before we get into those, just think about which place we start at. If we are always praying from or praying about our outer circumstances, many times we just stay in chaos, especially when life gets difficult, just the ups and downs of life. And even if we're not in any particular danger or at the bottom of the pit, we still just get batted around like a ping pong ball many times. How can we start on the inside and put time and effort into that place and that identity and have it then grow toward the outside, as opposed to starting with our outer circumstances and in effect being at the mercy of the world or of life, or of fate? That's part of what's going on underneath the surface this season when we're talking about the Holy Spirit. It's not just a matter of a sudden lightning bolt from nowhere. The Holy Spirit can do that. But more often, it's about who we are on the inside, paying close attention to that, God's presence, God's nourishing love, God's correction, God's comfort, God's wisdom, God's purifying us, and starting on the inside and then working outside, as opposed to starting on the outside and feeling like that we just never have enough time or effort or energy or understanding to go from the outside to the inside. I'll say more, and I hope to see you later this weekend. God bless.